All right. I want to extend greetings to you this morning in Jesus' name. Thankful to be gathered together with you this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you, Lord, this morning, and we just want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we just thank you again for all that you've done for us, Lord. We pray that you would help us, Father, that you would fill us with your Spirit, Lord, that you'd give us wisdom, Lord, to follow and seek your will. Lord, and we pray that your will would be done among us, Father, and those who follow you, and in this world, Lord, for thine is the glory and the kingdom forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was Psalm 2, the boys quoted, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision." People who reject the Lord, there's nothing but derision. There's nothing but confusion. There's nothing but this world left. There's nothing but darkness. And when men turn from God to darkness, the Lord laughs at their confusion. We want to feel sorry for people. We want to just look out and protect people from that. But when someone turns from the glorious light of the Lord, there's nothing but judgment, darkness, confusion, damnation. There's nothing to look forward to. Just what a important thought that is so missing today among this world. And I think that's the reason why this world is in the bad place that it is today. This nation, this world, there's no fear of God. There's no respect for God. Everyone wants God to be their buddy. But he is a God that will judge this world. Also, the man of God that was mocked, and the she-bears came out and killed 40, or tore 40 and 2 children, because they dared mock a holy man of God. One time there was a man came up, we were preaching. There was a man came up and he started mocking and making quite a scene. And all of a sudden there was this fella came up behind us, great big fella. And he stood up there and he said, "Are you mocking?" And he said, "You know what happened to the children that mocked the prophet in the Old Testament, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah, a bear came out and got them." And he said, "I don't see no bears." And And that big man stepped up there and he said, "I'm the bear." And the fella said, "Oh, I'm not mocking. I'm not mocking." And he went away. It was a real blessing. Changed his mind that the bear looked a little different than what he thought it ought to. Mark chapter 4, verse 37. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" How many times have we read in the Bible, and we read about the children of Israel, and we see all the miracles that happened and that God did to Israel and for Israel and delivered them time and time and time and time again out of their troubles. And as soon as they have one little bit of trouble the next time, what are they doing? They're out there belly aching. Where is God? Why did he forsake us again? Then someone steps up and decides to believe God. And here he is, right there where he always was. Over and over again. And we just read that and we think, what fools those people are that they can't see that. That God is faithful. That God is not the God of the good times, but it just seems like God is the God of trouble. And the reason he's the God of troubles is because we're in this dark world still. And this world hates God and everything to do with God. It's light. It's darkness, and God is light. And wherever God makes any manifestation at all of real light, there are going to be problems with this world. It's going to cause trouble. It's going to cause trouble in the home. It's going to cause trouble with your family. It's going to cause trouble wherever you go. Mark it down. If you're going to live by faith, you are going to have problems. Your life is not going to just look like the model Christian life that you have imagined in your mind. The church is not going to look like the model little church that you have envisioned in your mind. Your family is not going to turn out like the little model family you have imagined in your life. If that's what you want, run away from faith as fast as you can. Because you're not going to have that. Sound fun? Well, it ain't. It's not about fun. It's about faith in a holy God. And how He sent His Son into this world to make light this world, to manifest His glory in this world. And this world rose up and killed Him. In this world, Jesus was a failure. A failure in this world. In the eyes of this world, Jesus would have been a loser. In this world, Jesus was a failure. He didn't accomplish anything in this world. He didn't write any books. He didn't gain any titles. He didn't get any degrees. He didn't establish a business. He went around and gathered up a little band of ragtag followers that were mocked and scoffed, and even they ran away from Him. And then He was crucified, killed in shame. The song we sang, like in Hebrews, said, let's follow His example. Found the verse there, and it says, let us go therefore without the camp, bearing His reproach. He didn't fit the pattern. He wasn't even allowed to die inside the camp. They took Him outside and hung Him between two thieves. And killed Him. Mocked Him. Hung a crown of thorns on His head and laughed at Him and said, there's your crown, stupid king, man who thinks he's a king. Took some robe and threw it around Him and said, there's your robe. Ha, 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 look at you. Now you look like a king, don't you? All beat up and bloodied. Here, let's stick a little weed in your hand and make you look like you got a scepter. They beat Him over the head with it, with that crown of thorns on His head. And laughed at Him. Hey, king! If you're the king, you got all that power. Come down off of that cross. Hey, king, show us your power. Boy. Boy, he really showed them, didn't he? He really straightened up his act. Fixed their little red wagon, didn't he? No, he didn't. He just bore the reproach. He bore the reproach of the men of God. You want to know what the stamp of a man of God is? It's trouble and reproach in this world. Often think about the time Paul or the men, they took it upon themselves to cast out devils. 7 men went into a house to cast out a bunch of devils. They were preachers. They were powerful men, exorcists. They had a business. Went around and cast out devils. They went into this house where there was one man, and they said, "Well, let's try to cast this devil out in the name of Jesus." And then Paul, the man that Paul's casting them out. So they told this devil, the Jesus that Paul's talking about, tried to cast the devil out of him. The devil said, "Jesus, we know. And Paul, we know, but who are you?" And that one man sent all 7 of them out of that house, bruised, beat up, bleeding. You see, the devil knew who his enemy was. And if the devil don't have your number, maybe it's just because you're one of the number of his already. He's not going to bother you too much. Might torment you. Might keep you in bondage. Might make you a slave, but that ain't nothing. He'll let you have a good time once in a while. He'll tease you with a little bit of laughter once in a while, with the thought of a little bit of freedom. If he's got your number because you're one of God's, he's got your number. And you just, well, plan on it coming up once in a while. You just as well plan on things not working out to where you're going to look very Christian. You see, when Christian came into this world, the world didn't recognize it as Christian. They killed him. He came into his own, and his own received him not. They killed him. Everybody was looking for Christ. Yeah, Christ is going to come back. And he was right in front of their face. And they were mocking him. And And he said, if you follow me, they're going to see the same thing in you. They're not going to recognize that you're a Christian. That's one of the hardest things probably for us to get a hold of and face. That if you're going to live for Jesus, there probably isn't anybody going to really know it. Because no matter what you think you're doing, the more you're like Jesus, the less they're going to recognize any good in it. They don't want to see it. And they're not going to. In fact, you can do 9 wonderful things, and there won't be anybody say a peep about how good you've done. But you make one little mistake, and they'll eat you alive. You do one thing that they may do themselves consistently. But if you don't meet their expectations, they'll eat you alive. You're not going to make them happy. You're not going to please this world. You're not going to please the devil if you're trying to please God. It will not happen. And the quicker we realize that, the closer we can come to having a little bit of faith. You see, these disciples were in a ship. They had Jesus with them. Well, he is right in their bosom of the ship. Where was that ship? And there arose a great storm. The wind and the waves beat into that ship so that it was now full. Wonder how come almost every time we find Jesus out on the ocean in a vessel, there's a storm. Whenever we look and read and see about people in the Bible, how come there's always a storm? There's always a fire. One time, I talked to a man, went to church, grew up with him all my life. As we got older, and it came time to follow the Lord, and I chose to follow the Lord, he just kept on going to church. Things began to fall apart in my life. And he got serious one day about asking some questions about following the Lord. And I just, one time we were together and we had gone to a man's house that we were trying to learn a little bit of something from. And there was a lot of them. after I started seeking the Lord, I just tried to find anyone to show me more what it took to follow the Lord. And there was one man we found a little confidence in, and we began meeting with him weekly, having little prayer meetings. And this man, there was four of us in that room. And this man said, "Who wants to be?" He turned his Bible over to Daniel chapter 12. And it talked about the righteous will turn many to the Lord, and they'll shine like stars in the heavens forever. And he said, "Which one of you want to shine like a star in the heaven forever for the Lord?" Raise your hand. Which one of you? I raised my hand. And I looked at this other man, and I don't know what the other two did, but I looked and I saw he didn't raise his hand. And I thought about that for a long time. Later, I had the opportunity, I was talking to this man. And I asked him, I said, "Do you remember whenever so-and-so asked us who wanted to shine like a star forever in heaven, in the heavens? Do you remember that?" He said, "I sure do." Stuck in his mind. "I sure do. I remember the exact time." I said, "You didn't raise your hand." And he said, "I know what trouble there is to follow the Lord that way. I know what trouble there is." I know what it would do to my wife, my family, my life. I know what trouble it would bring to my home. I know what trouble it would bring to my life. He's an honest man. Today he's a millionaire, got a nice family, just doesn't even appear like he does anything wrong. Just doesn't appear like he ever has a problem. Everybody around just looks up to him. In fact, everybody in town often goes and talks to him and says, tells him what a fool that I am. And And what kind of trouble I'm having now. Going to follow the Lord. There's going to be storms come in your life. It's not going to be pretty to this world. It's not going to turn out wonderful. You're not going to have a model family in this world. Can I capitalize that? You are not. You want a perfect little model. Just decide you don't want to be a star. Just coast along. Sit back. Take it easy. Jesus said that they that follow me in this generation, said that one of the disciples came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, we've forsaken all and followed you. What's going to happen with us?" Brother Job mentioned this the other night. He said, "There's no one that hath left, not their father, mother, children, wives, family, lands in this life." He said, "I'll bless them 100-fold. And they'll have tribulation. And in the next life, everlasting life." But it's going to come with tribulation. There's going to be tribulation. There's going to be tribulation in this world when God turns and judges it. Judgment begins at the house of God. Going to have trouble. If you're wanting something perfect, I hope you don't fit here. I hope you don't feel comfortable here. If you want to have a perfect family, and you just don't want to have any problems, I hope you don't feel very comfortable here. I hope you're even concerned, why am I going there? They don't have nothing but problems. Oh, ye of little faith. Where is it? Where are the answers? We're supposed to have all the answers. Why ain't it working? Why is there problems there? What's happening? just seems like there's one shake up after another. Well, praise God. Praise the Lord. In this world, we're going to have tribulations. In this world, light will come in and a sword will come in and it'll divide Father and Son. That sword will come in and it'll divide mother and children. That sword will come in and it'll divide and tear up, and the world will look on and say, what a mess. What a mess. Why can't they have a nice, peaceful, little loving church like we do? We only have splits every 6 months or so. But nobody cares about it if we do. That's just the normal. At least we don't have that kind of trouble, or at least we don't recognize it. It's tolerable here. There was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat to the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Peace. Rest. Ship's going down. Storm's raging. The boat's full of water. Jesus was taking a nap. Aren't you worried? Haven't you heard? The ship's sinking. You ought to be running around in a panic at least. You ought to be trying to do some damage control. You ought to be fixing something. Fix it. Why have you forsaken us? Up, rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. You know, I believe that if he would have been allowed just to sleep, they'd have made it to the harbor just the same. I don't believe there'd be enough water in the world to have sunk that ship. I don't believe there'd be wind strong enough in the world to have sunk that ship, to turn it over. Because Jesus was in on it. Jesus was in it. And the world and the storms and the devil and all his power and all his might were not going to defeat the Lord of glory. I wish it'd be neat if you could read a page like this. One of the disciples said, I think I'll go down there and lay down beside him and take me a nap too. Wouldn't that be neat to see that? I think I'll just go down there and let this thing rock me right to sleep. Let her shake. I'm going to go take a nap with Jesus. Let the heathen rage. Let the scoffers mock. Let them say what they will. Let the unbelievers doubt. Let the faithless wonder what's going on. This is just normal following Jesus. This is just normal riding the boat that he's in. If your trust is in something else, if your trust is things all turning out okay, it's not in God. If your trust is in your life just being a wonderful thing, not in God. If you're trusting everything's just going to get fixed, oh ye of little faith. That's what Jesus said. They cried out to him. He said, oh, ye of little faith. Why are ye so fearful? How is it you have no faith? How is it you have no faith? Our faith is not in security. Our faith is in God. And in this world, that's going to come with tribulation, turmoil, problems. And I believe much more as the end draws near. whenever we begin to wonder, when there's nothing left, that's when we can have some faith. Not going to look too pretty to the world. Quit trying to impress the world. Riding the ship with Jesus. Quit thinking that it's just going to be a nice, smooth ride. I still want to shine. I want to shine like a star for the Lord forever. I want to shine like a star. I don't care that I look like a lump of coal in this world. I don't care that it looks like everything that I touch just falls apart in this world. I don't care that the devil has my number in this world. Because he does. It ain't easy. It's full of problems. It looks like we don't care. It looks like we're being hard. It looks like, oh, you're just proud. I'm not trying to impress this hell-bent, stinking world. I don't care what the devil thinks of me. They crucified my king. They mocked my king. They laughed at him when they were picking on him. There's no telling what they did to him that the Bible doesn't even talk about. It probably ain't fit to talk about. Let us go, therefore, without the camp, bearing his reproach. Hebrews chapter 11. 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. No thanks. I'm going to go get in the boat, and I'm going to lay down by Jesus. I'm not even going to accept your deliverance from the storm. I'm just going to take a nap right here by Jesus. You see, there are some that did that. Not even going to accept the deliverance. Think I'll just lay down here beside Jesus. That they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Here's your Christian church. Why don't we recognize it? Because we've got some idea of some little perfect home life, perfect little setting, perfect little church house. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. I mean, they didn't have problems in their families. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, sign me up. Sign me up. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in the dens and caves in the earth. Well, I bet they looked pretty stable, didn't they? Bet they looked like the model home, didn't they? Bet they looked like the model little church, didn't they? Well, I'd rather have God's approval. I'd rather have Jesus than the world's acclaim. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather suffer reproach for His dear name than to be a king of a vast domain. I'd rather have Jesus. Of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. We may not have to go through some of the wandering about in caves and mountains. But if you're going to follow the Lord, it's going to look just like it, and it's going to smell just like it to the world. We're going to live through this world, and we're going to walk through it, and we're going to have problems, and we're going to have trouble. We're going to hear mockers and scoffers. Let us go without the camp, bearing his reproach. Let's go. Let's go. Let's commit our lives, our families, our homes, everything we have, lay it right smack on the altar. Say, Lord, it's all yours. And it is. There ain't one of these children that are yours. They're the Lord's. You just will give them to him now. This is not anybody's, this is the Lord's church. I'm the Lord's. And if he wants to drag me through the mud to clean me up so that I can be better and shine brighter in heaven, if he wants to blacken me black as coal in this world, I'm his. His blessings to his word. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Help us be faithful to you. Lord, we pray that you give us grace to walk by faith. Jesus' name.